Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast. Hi, I'm Patty Hafner, superintendent of Fortuna Union Elementary School District. Thank you, College of the Redwoods and Humboldt State University, for opening your doors to all 7th and 8th grade students in the I've Been Admitted to College program. If students do their part, they are guaranteed admission for vocational, technical, or professional studies. What a great opportunity. The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast.
This is Jill Duffy with Community Comment. It's not bad enough that our high school grads are trying to enter the workforce under today's economic conditions, but here in California, we have more bad news for them. It's been a rough time economically, and now we can add that pursuing higher education for many will become that much more challenging. A story about the state of higher education last week came with the announcement that, facing a troubled budget, the California State University System and its 23 universities, including Humboldt, will restrict enrollment during the spring of 2013. At the moment, the action is targeted primarily toward those 16,000 junior college students transferring from a JC to a state university. But this isn't a one-time action, because should voters reject a tax proposal by the governor later this year, the following fall of 2013, Californians can expect to see a further reduction of 20,000 to 25,000 students in the CSU system. Investing in our youth is one of the most important things that we do as a state and a nation. They are our future leaders and taxpayers. How many of those JC students who are shut out of the spring semester will temporarily stop out of college and never return at all? And if they make the logical decision to spend one more semester at their community college, how will the equally cash-strapped community colleges cope with them all? I realize that there are students who will be able, by grades, SAT scores, or financially able, to pursue higher education. We may even see our youth pursue education out of state, and they may not want to return. But there are a lot of people who will find relocation or affording higher cost a significant barrier to education. Honestly, I don't know what the solution is, but employers will continue to need educated and talented employees, and too many Californians may be shut out of professional development without a bachelor's degree. On another note, a little over 2 years ago, Brian Papstein asked whether I would consider becoming one of the KINS community commenters. For 6 years, I'd been a regular on Talk Shop, but Brian explained that community comment offered a little more latitude as I could undertake any topic I desired, so long as it was 3 minutes in length, no longer, no shorter. While hesitant and a little concerned as to whether I would find interesting topics or whether I would be able to prepare comments that listeners found of interest, I said yes. There have been occasions it's been a challenge, but on the whole, I have had a lot of fun. So, thank you to KINS listeners. I appreciate hearing from you, and it's been interesting to hear what stories and issues resonate with you. Thank you to Brian and KINS for the opportunity, and especially thank you to the recording engineers who have offered their suggestions and editing expertise. You guys have been great, and I appreciate that whether listeners agree or disagree, you always make us sound good. This has been Jill Duffy with Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.